One of your measures we've talked about the last couple of weeks on EpiPens is moving its way through the process right now.
We have Monday of this week, got it passed out of the Senate. It's in the House now waiting for action over there. We talked about it a little bit before, but rural fire departments will get EpiPens furnished by the state, a limited number. I think they're 3 a year. Total cost $200,000, but these rural fire department people that are so dedicated, it gives them something else to have in their medical bag they can pull out and save a life with. And those people are dedicated. Oftentimes they're needed. Ambulance can't get there at that time, so they'll be fully trained. There's all the precautions in it, so happy to get that out of there. My thing for the week, we had lots of different bills out there until 1 a.m. one night. That makes long nights. Got the bill passed, and so that was a good thing.
A lot of veterans legislation coming down the pike this year, too.
A couple. They're not big, game changers, whatever, but they're common sense stuff. They're, again, to help our veterans and military families. One of the bills we passed out allowed occupational licenses of spouses to be used in the state of Missouri if they're issued by another state. We'd like to keep these military veterans. They make great citizens for the state of Missouri. So one that can help us get quality people in there to fill jobs, because there are job shortages right now. And hopefully once people get here and establish a residency, they'll stay and make great Missouri residents. And then we had another one that passed, Senate Bill 718, reorganized the state military militia programs, removing them from Department of Public Safety and place them under the Adjutant General. And so that was kind of a big thing. So those are small, minor things. A lot of big bills are working in the background. So we're filling in time with stuff that's important, but not going to change the world, but still very important to the average Missouri citizen. And that's really what I can let other people handle, the big game changers or stuff like that. I enjoy doing work on bills like that. I think we need to do that.
Well, one of those measures deals with controlled substances and touches a little bit on the new medical marijuana laws that are in place here in Missouri.
There's a need to update the controlled substance drug list, and so that's critical, because it isn't on the list, they can't be prosecuted for it. Those people are very creative, coming up new drugs all the time and different ways of doing it, so he took that on and strengthened some penalties for fentanyl and other things, the deadly opioids that are out there. So he took that on. I've felt very good about it. One of the regional managers of the Health and Human Services out of Washington, D.C., came down and chose his visit. He said Missouri is one of the best prepared states for should the coronavirus attack Missouri. And I don't want to get people excited about it. We're in pretty good shape, but should it come, the governor's taking it very serious. Randall Williams, who's over Health and Human Services, is taking it very serious. So it's nice to know that we're looking ahead should something happen, and we'll stay positive and keep our prayers that it doesn't.